This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. President Donald Trump's top coronavirus advisor, Dr. Deborah Birx, paid Little Rock, Arkansas a visit yesterday as part of a 19-city tour she's conducting to meet with governors and state and local health officials to see how well each state is handling the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking before a press conference at the governor's mansion yesterday, Dr. Birx revealed that a big cause for the recent spikes in COVID-19 has to do with families and friends holding parties.
The majority of community spread right now is happening from parties. Everyone believes that there's no one there that has COVID, and yet there is someone there who has the virus.
Dr. Birx explained that family members and close friends will decide not to practice social distancing or wear masks. She stressed that late summertime family gatherings could affect children who will soon be attending school.
If there's active circulation of high cases of new infections this week, you can assume there will be children who are infected that first day of school.
Arkansas's public schools are set to resume classes next week. While they're allowed to offer virtual classes or a hybrid approach, the schools will be required to be open 5 days a week for students who need in-person instruction. Dr. Birx emphasized that parents and public officials have a strong role to play in how to deal with schooling during the pandemic.
We also have to have the parents and the adults in the communities making good judgments of how they prevent community spread in their communities so that children don't go to school already infected because of what has happened in their community.
Some Arkansas teachers groups are calling for schools to begin the new school year using online instruction only. However, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson favors in-classroom instruction. Schools in Arkansas are set to reopen between August 24th and 26th. This is Red River Radio.